It's the Brad Field Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And McAllen Construction also does snow removal. I am Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. Here we are putting this podcast together on December 21st, 2023. And Brad, it is the first day of astronomical winter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sure is, Dan. And it actually feels kind of wintry out there today. And today and tomorrow will be cold, winter-type days. But I've got to tell you, that has been the exception, not the rule, to these first 3 weeks of the month of December. It has been mild and it has been wet. It's been mild, Dan, to the tune of 6 degrees above average per day. And you know, of the first 20 days of December, 17 of them have featured above normal temperatures. So we haven't even come close to any type of wintry weather. We've had two major rainstorms. And again, the data I quote, Dan, is from Bradley International Airport. But on December 10th and 11th, we had 2.19 inches of rain at Bradley. And on December 17th and 18th, 3.07 inches of rain at Bradley. The rivers remain swollen and they are above flood stage still in many locations across the state. Today, it's kind of wintry out there, Dan. The normal high temperature for this December 21st, first day of winter, is 39, and the normal low temperature is 23. I'm predicting one of those rare cooler than average temperatures today. I think highs will be in the 30s today and in the teens overnight tonight, so it's going to be pretty cold out there tonight.
Well, when I walked the dog this morning, I had my heavier sweatshirt and sweatpants on, so you knew there was a bit of a change in the temperature.
Yeah. I mean, we're New Englanders, Dan. Sweatpants and sweatshirts cut it until it gets down into the teens. Then I think we need to get the winter coat on and the winter hat and the gloves and so forth. But my wife is always yelling at me. I'll go out at night and it'll be in the 30s or something. She goes, "Where's your coat?" I go, "I don't need a coat. I'm just going to the car." I'll be in the car and then I'll have to walk into the store like 15 steps. I don't need a heavy coat. But I guess when it gets down into the teens, she's right.
Well, with your climatology report and this the beginning of winter, that leads us to the big question. What are the odds, Brad, of a white Christmas?
All right, I'm going out on a limb here, Dan. I'm giving the odds 0%.
Wow.
Now, I've got a caveat to that. There might be a little coating of snow coming in on Saturday night. So on Christmas Eve day morning, you could wake up and there could be some evidence that it snowed last night. But the snow would be in association with a warm front. So if we do get any snow overnight on Saturday night into Christmas Eve day morning, which would be Sunday morning, it's associated with a warm front. So even if we get that coating, it's going to melt because temperatures both on Christmas Eve day and on Christmas itself will be up into the 40s.
Well, that's the perfect segue for our On the Weather Map segment. What's leading to all of this? What's on the weather map?
Well, what we are seeing today, Dan, is high pressure up across Quebec province of Canada. So the clockwise circulation around it is bringing a chilly northerly flow into New England. Temperatures today for highs will be in the 30s. Now, on Friday, tomorrow, December 22nd, that high pressure area will be north of New England. It's still going to be cold. Temperatures in the teens in the morning, rising to the 30s in the afternoon. Saturday, the high is going to be abreast of Boston, but out in the Atlantic. So we're going to be on the backside of the high. We're going to see a southeast flow coming in off the ocean. So we'll see increasing clouds, somewhat milder. temperature between 38 and 44 on Saturday. But that continuing moist flow off the Atlantic could produce a coating of snow in some towns on Saturday night with a temperature around 32 degrees. So, you know, you're not thinking about winter at all and so forth, but I know there will be a lot of holiday parties this weekend and so forth. And if you go out on Saturday night and all of a sudden you come outside from your party or whatever and it's snowing a little bit, you can say, hey, Brad and Dan told me that this was going to happen. The overnight low temperature Saturday night looks to be about 32. So even if it does snow, I don't think the roadways will have much in the way of any problems. For Christmas Eve day, low clouds will be trapped. I don't think much is going to happen. It'll just kind of be a mostly cloudy day. Temperatures moving up into the 40s. For Christmas Eve itself, if you're heading out to any midnight services, it'll be mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling through the 30s to about 32 degrees, but, you know, that is just plain mild for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, some partial sun. Temperatures will be in the 40s. Tuesday's looking okay. I think we'll have high pressure still over New England, but we'll see increasing clouds. Because as we head into Tuesday night and Wednesday, a storm will be strung out from Ohio to interior North Carolina, and it'll be moving northeast right toward us. Again, the storm is going to track too close to us or to our west, Dan, and that combination means rain again, not snow. So that'll pretty much take us through the month of December with really no measurable snow at all. We've had a few little trace amounts here and there, and I know a few of the Northwest Hill towns have had a little bit of snow, but that's absolutely been it.
We're going to get to Brad's much-anticipated winter forecast, the meat and potatoes of the forecast in just a bit, but we always like to give the weather for the football games involving the area NFL teams, and the Patriots are in Denver for week number 16. The Giants are in Philadelphia, and the Jets are in New Jersey hosting Washington. So that said, what does the football weather look like, Brad?
All right, Dan, in chronological order, the first game is the Commanders at the Jets on Sunday, Christmas Eve day at 1 p.m. In the Meadowlands, it'll be mostly cloudy and temperatures in the 40s. So no problem for the players, no problems for the fans. Now, we're used to seeing some snow in Foxborough sometimes, but the Patriots are playing out in Denver on Sunday night at 8:15. And while it's mild here in Connecticut, I think there'll be some snow. It'll be mostly cloudy. There'll be snow in the area. I'm not thinking it's going to be a big storm, but it could be snowing during the game. Temperatures dropping through the 20s in Denver as the Patriots play on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, the Giants take on the Eagles. It will be partly cloudy, I'd say, around 4:30 when kickoff is in Philadelphia. And the temperatures stand just plain spring-like, around 50 degrees. So good luck to the area teams this weekend. And Dan, if you could put on your sportscaster hat for just a moment, would you tell me about your Giants, and do they mathematically still have a shot at getting into the playoffs?
No, mathematically they have been eliminated, so we will not be seeing any postseason football involving the Giants, the Jets, or for that matter, the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, as a Patriots fan, I'm not used to this. I don't like it either. So, my Patriots have been eliminated. It's going to be a green Christmas. But, hey, as long as everybody's in a good mood and you do your best to boost up your family and friends, all will be well.
Amen to that, brother. That's for sure. We'll return to the Brad Field Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McCallan Construction, a full-service construction company and underwriter for the Brad Field Weather Podcast. McCallan Construction, centrally located in Prospect, Connecticut, servicing the entire state for over a quarter of a century. McAllen Construction is a woman-owned small minority business on call 24/7, 365 days a year. Licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Licensed as a major contractor, new home construction contractor, plumbing and piping limited P7, home improvement contractor, and subsurface sewage installer. Utility, carpentry, excavation, and snow removal for residents, commercial businesses, and state and local governments. And Brad is not giving up on forecasting snow this winter, so keep McAllen Construction in mind if and when the snow flies. McAllen Construction, call them today at 203-758-3474. 203-758-3474. Or go online, McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And again, Brad and I are honored that McAllen Construction is underwriter for the Brad Field Weather Podcast. Well, Brad, the much ballyhooed Brad Field winter forecast, and we eagerly anticipate this each season and on the first day of winter, and you're going to delve into this in more details on future podcasts, but kind of give us an overview on your winter forecast.
Absolutely, and you hit it right on the spot, Dan, calling it the meat and potatoes. So we'll give you the main course here. We'll get into the quiche and all the other accoutrements as we go further along. But in an El Nino winter, we can expect above average temperatures. And, you know, certainly meteorological winter beginning on December 1st, these first 3 weeks of December have been just tremendously above normal, temperatures 6 degrees above normal per day. And also in this El Nino type winter, we can expect above average precipitation. And that is played out as well with those two major rainstorms I spoke about in the climatological section. The big question here, though, Dan, even though we have above normal temperatures, now all that means is, say, on a January day, let's take a January day that the high temperature is supposed to be 35 and the low temperature is supposed to be 15, just to make it simple. That gives you an average daily temperature of 25. Well, even if we're 3 degrees above that average daily temperature, 28, say we're 28, we're 3 degrees above average, but it can still snow. So the big question here is how much of this precipitation is going to be in the form of snow as we move forward. Now, during the month of November, we've had next to none. And during the month of December, we've had next to none. So the big question, how will January, February, and March turn out? Well, one of the things we look at is global snow cover. And we've got a tale of two cities going on here, Dan. One in the form of Europe and Asia, the entire continent, is having nearly decade highs in terms of snowfall. And then you look at the North American continent, and I was looking at the snow cover map this morning. It is alarming. There's hardly any snow anywhere. It's just alarming, kind of. Even in northern New England, the rainstorms have washed away the snow that was up in the ski areas and so forth. So we look at the snow cover globally, and what we're seeing in Europe and Asia, decadal highs. In North America, we're seeing decadal lows. But what we are also seeing now is an amplifying jet stream. It's not a blocked jet stream. It's an amplifying jet stream. So what we're beginning to see here, Dan, is ridging through Western Canada. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, as the ridge pokes up more and more and more up through Western Canada toward the North Pole, it will capture some of the cold air that's building at the North Pole. Now, remember this time of year, the land of perpetual darkness, Alaska, and points north there up to the Yukon, you've got perpetual darkness. So it keeps getting colder and colder and colder and colder. So that cold air breaks off with this ridge now and starts moving to the southeast and taking up residence in the Midwest and the northeastern United States. So I am looking for that to happen. So what does that mean? It means these days that we've had, the first 3 weeks of December, of being 6 degrees above average, may end up being, say, 5 degrees colder. So maybe we're only 1 or 2 degrees above average as we head into the very late days of December and we turn the calendar into January of 2024. So we're looking at that amplified upper flow, the ridging through Western Canada, starting to bring much colder air down toward the United States and specifically toward the Midwest and the Northeast. What also happens is when you get a storm track, we've got this storm coming at us, as I said, from Ohio and inland North Carolina on Tuesday next week. It's coming at us. So I think we'll see the effects on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and it's going to rain. And I don't want people to say, these weathermen are wrong again, blah, blah, blah. He was talking about, changing of the pattern and everything. Well, it takes these storms going by. What this storm will do when it goes by is it will tug colder air down. So as the colder air starts coming down across Canada, you will start seeing more of a snowpack developing across Canada. And then you will see the storm track forced more to the southeast. And then finally, the storm track will be off the coast and storms will start coming up the coast. So now we have an El Nino winter where we have a strong southern jet. We get a lot of moisture, too. These storms are juicy, as we've seen with these two December rainstorms. If we can get enough cold air, and we can get that favorable storm track up the coast, we could start seeing some real good snow. And that looks to me as though it will happen later in January and through the month of February. And how do I just pull that out of my hat? No, you use analog years. And when you have this type of weather pattern, the El Nino pattern, the North Atlantic oscillation going into a blocking phase. When you have these things happening, what usually happens? We call those analog years. So, when you put all of that together, we've had next to nothing in November and December. So even if we have above normal snow in January, February, and March, we'll probably only end up about average because we're running such a deficit already. So if you pin me down right now, what I would say is above average temperatures this winter. So that's good news. I don't mean it's never going to go down to zero or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But if in a normal winter season, we have 5 zero-degree mornings, this winter we might have 2. Or 3, something like that. I don't think it will be like we have 17 of them. I'm looking for temperatures to average above average. So good for your propane bills, good for your oil bills and your electric bills type of thing. And in terms of snow, I do think the plow drivers are going to be pretty busy, even though they've not done anything so far, but I've got to tell you, my snow plow guy came and put in the snow stakes. I mean, he's done that, but the poor guy hasn't made any money off me yet. But I do think as we head through January and February, we'll start to see more snow. So for the Connecticut Valley, I'm talking places like Hartford, Windsor Locks, north of Middletown, close to average. And what's average? 3.5 to 4 feet of snow in the valley. So 42 to 48 inches of snow, I think, for the valley. Connecticut shoreline, places like Bridgeport, New Haven, New London, close to average. What's average? 2.5 to 3 feet of snow, so 30 to 36 inches. So I think going through January, February, March, we'll have above normal snowfall. But because December, the snowfall was zero, it will average out to be sort of an average kind of winter. I think up your way, Dan, you'll probably get closer to 5 feet of snow, something like that, 60 inches maybe up in Torrington, Northeast Hills, places like Union and so forth. That they could be close to 55 to 60 inches of snow, something like that. But I am looking for nor'easters to start entering the picture with a favorable storm track up the coast in this NAO, the North Atlantic Oscillation we talk about, the Greenland block we talk about, becoming pronounced at times later this winter. And what does that do? Well, what that does is it slows the storms down. So if you are looking at a normal storm in a progressive pattern, just tracking up the coast, giving us a burst of snow and then moving on, we could get 6, 7, 8 inches of snow or something like that. But if you have the Greenland block intact and the storm can't move, instead of 6, 7, 8 hours of heavy snow, maybe you end up with 18 or 22 hours of heavy snow. So those can be your big snowstorms. So I do hold out a hope for the snow lovers that there can be a couple of those coming up as we head deeper into the winter.
Okay, a couple
that
of...
is the meat. That's the meat and potatoes, man.
Okay, a couple of questions. Question number one is, even though it might turn out to be a normal winter in the area of snowfall, it's going to seem like it's above normal because it sounds to me as if we're going to get all this snow packed into a shorter period of time. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. Yeah, it's going to be, I talked about the tale of two continents, and we're Europe and actually three continents, Europe and Asia, and then contrast that with North America. This would be the tale of two parts of the winter. The first half, like literally nothing. The second half, maybe juicing up quite a bit. So when you offset them, it comes out to just about normal. But yeah, that typically happens. And we kind of touched on this in the last podcast, Dan, that the stormiest, the snowiest winter we've had in 118 years of weather records in the Hartford area dating back to 1905 was the winter of 1995 and 1996. And I told you the first snow of any consequence that winter occurred on Christmas Eve. So even though it seems like we've lost a lot of time and stuff, it just matters if you get into the shooting gallery, if you get into the storms and the storm track, especially when you have enough cold air around. So if this storm track starts to establish itself in January and February, that's when we have the most cold air around, hence the predictions of above average snow.
The other question is, because the temperatures are going to be hanging around or a bit above normal, even though we're getting these snowstorms, will it be a wet snow?
Yeah, probably. Oh, probably, yes. And the other thing, too, about the above normal temperatures, Dan, if you're in a stormy pattern, you have a lot of cloud cover. And the cloud cover at night acts as an insulating blanket, not allowing the terrestrial radiation from the Earth to escape out into space. We call that on clear nights and calm nights, we call that radiational cooling. And it can just keep getting colder and colder and colder, like what's happening up at the North Pole, where it's dark all the time this time of year. But when we have night times of darkness and we have clear sky and we have no wind, and say we have snow cover, I know we don't now, but snow cover enhances it because of the whiteness of the snow reflecting more sunlight during the day. So not as much sunlight is absorbed into the Earth's surface. surfaces being buildings and blacktop and pavement and grass and everything, the more snow you have on, the less solar radiation is captured, more is reflected back out into space. So this whole combination of factors go into making these forecasts.
Okay. Well, on that note, and again, we are putting this podcast together on the first day of astronomical winter, December 21st. Brad, what does our local forecast look like?
Well, it's a beautiful day today, Dan, to do some, can't call it last minute yet, but I'm going out shopping right after we're done here. It looks like it's sunny and in the 30s today, Dan, and clear tonight and cold. And Brad Field may actually wear his winter coat tonight. I do have to go out tonight. Temperatures will be in the teens. Friday, it looks like it'll be a sunny day with temperatures in the 30s. Saturday, increasing clouds with that moist flow coming in off the Atlantic, 38 to 44. I don't think it's going to do anything Saturday. But Saturday night, there could be a little coating of snow. Not a big deal, but it could be pretty. Temperature around 30, 32, something like that. But then Sunday, Christmas Eve day, even if we get that little coating of snow, it's going to melt. Mostly cloudy, temperatures in the 40s. Christmas Eve, mostly cloudy, temperature 28 to 34. Monday, Christmas Day, some partial sun developing. Temperatures moving up to the 40s once again. It'll seem more like Easter, I think, than Christmas. Tuesday, variable clouds, but I think a dry day. Temperatures in the 40s. And Wednesday, looks like more rain. Temperatures in the 40s. But dare I say that this rainstorm could give the cold air a tug and set us up for the next possible storm. And before I go, Dan, if I can find it, I wrote down some information here, which I don't seem to be able to find. But here it is. I talked about the Canadian model, and we talked about that last week, simply because the American models only go out to 240 hours or 384 hours. The Canadian model goes out 768 hours. So in other words, weeks out into the future. And we did tease a little bit that there could be some kind of a wintry storm coming in the last day or two of December. That's still on the table a little bit. So we're talking maybe the 30th or New Year's Eve day, something like that. One of these transitional storms that might be some snow, might be some ice, might be some rain type of thing. But the Canadian model continues to bring that colder air down and forcing the storm track further and further south and east, such that on Thursday, January 4th, they have a snowstorm here. Friday night, January 12th into Saturday, January 13th, they have a snowstorm. Then they have a mid-January thaw, say from the 14th or 15th through about the 17th or 18th. But then on the 18th, they bring a very strong cold front through that ends the thaw. And it looks like much colder weather coming in late January. And then late January through February is when I think we have the best chance of those nor'easters. So we'll see. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
All right. Well, on that note, to you and Sandy, your family, and to our entire podcast audience, have a Merry Christmas, and we will talk again next week, my friend.
Dan, a very beautiful card from you and Susan. Thank you very much. We got our cards off in the mail yesterday, so you will be getting yours shortly. But very Merry Christmas to you and Susan, Dan, and to our underwriters, McAllen Construction and Action Carpet. And to all of our listeners, have a very Merry Christmas, albeit with no snow. But we're fine. We will survive. and there will be snow.
Okay, thanks, Brad. The Brad Field Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. Have a great weekend, everybody.